Welcome back to Vibing with the Quiz. We are on episode 3. My name is Sequoia, aka Oshigo, aka Kid Hyphy. And I have my co-host, I have my co-host over here, Laquia,
aka Crickets. Hopefully you guys can hear me a little bit better.
Today we're going to get into some conspiracy theories. Talk about music, and got a nice drunken story to tell. So,
and a recipe to throw out there. So let's start it off with the conspiracy, since I've been seeing it on my timeline a lot regarding the LA fires. So a couple of them that had come up was like energy weapons. I saw it. And like land grab, which that I can see. And then there's reasons why I wanted to throw actually a question out there. Do you guys believe that these are just like coincidences and this is just a tragic accident? Or do you believe it was done on purpose? My stance is like leaning toward kind of on purpose, because, you know, that the empty reservoir and then the mayor's response when she was asked direct questions, or lack thereof, like she didn't respond at all. So it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I would like to know what you guys think about that. And also the land grab. There was a lot of people who had things to say about that. Sequoia being one of them.
Well, yeah. So 2028, they're going to be hosting the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And there's really no space for that out there. So, of course, there's also the same theory that they did it for a railway system, because if you look at where they planned to put it, the railroad, it lines up with exactly where all the fires have been happening. No one wanted to sell their properties, so of course, what do? All right, well, we'll take matters into our own hand. So
burn it down,
start it over. And then there's also another theory on a smart city. I guess there was a proposal to do a smart city where it's supposed to be futuristic.
Yeah,
kind of look like the Jetsons, you know, and yeah, China.
Copying China.
Trying to copy China. But that's also one of the other theories, because they were all proposed in 2019. They're all supposed to take place in 2028. How do you do something in the next 3 years? Burn it down, build it back up. Just with what I want to build it back with, not with your home.
Exactly.
Like, they've been busing homeless people trying to clear out the area to different cities for free. So it's something. There's a project they're working on for sure.
And then taking fire coverage off of the insurance. Fire insurance.
That not only happened in LA, but that also happened in Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
which is also where they want to put one of the railways.
Wild.
So, it's too much stuff that kind of like links together.
Like, it's just coincidences. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it coincidental or was it on purpose? What do you guys think? I think it was on purpose.
Yeah.
But again, these are just theories. They're not completely fact-based. Nothing's really been set in stone. It's just things that we've noticed, and then things that we've noticed in the past that's happened and reasons why they've happened. I don't know. I just feel like it's wrong, and I think it's pretty messed up. But then again, can you trust your government? Can you trust your government officials, any of them?
Girl, I barely trust myself half the time.
Exactly.
But speaking of theories that just kind of don't line up, mine was for TikTok.
Oh my god.
Okay. First of all, they told us it was going to go dark on the 19th. It went dark on the 17th. And it said it was because they were in negotiations with Trump. And then, all of a sudden, less than 24 hours, TikTok is back. And the first message you get is thanking Trump. And I'm just thinking about it, and I'm like, when this ban first went into play, Trump was the one that put the ban into play. Biden signed it because, of course, if I'm at a job and I leave half of the project before it's complete, the next person has to take over and finish it. You might not know why I did it or what I did, but now you got the choice to make. Do we keep going on this same route or do we switch up? So, of course, you know what? Let's just keep going the same route. And now all of a sudden Trump is back and TikTok left and oh, it's Biden's fault, right? But now TikTok is praising Trump for bringing it back. That's a part of the presidency. And this all happened before the inauguration. It's too much lining up here. This is some political scheme. There's some bigger picture that's going to happen. We about to lose some right to something. I'm just saying.
Another one, you mean?
Hey, there's enough of them for them to take back. Right. Keep losing rights. We're going to all be in a communist uniforms and who knows.
Squid Games?
Yeah, I'm going to lose.
Me too. I can't be still. <the same life.
laughs> Red light, green light, going to take her out real quick. First of all, why are all these people here?
First of all, like, what color is that? Why are they glaring?
I don't have my glasses.
No, for real. I will be getting them soon. We are interested to see if there's any other theories that you guys have heard regarding the fires, or if you think it was just all coincidental. And now we're going to go on to the next topic, Sequoia.
You know what the next topic is, but I'll introduce it. I just wanted to do, we were speaking about music.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm like, we were speaking about music last week. And so I noticed that me and her do listen to a lot of different music, even different genres of music. But I wanted to talk, also shout out Mac Miller. Today is his birthday. May he rest in peace. Go check out that Balloonarism album. There's also a short film on Amazon Prime. Anyways, I got a bunch of new artists that I've been listening to. Again, like I said, I've been deep into the country music. They kind of got me right now. But I wanted to know what you listen to, because you listen to some weird stuff.
Okay.
So, put me on to some of the new artists or whatever artists you got going on in your playlist.
What genre are you trying to...
It don't matter. I want to know what genre they want to know, what genre of music you have on your playlist. They might be looking for a new artist or something new or something old, because you did mention you like old.
I don't know. So my little quick picks right here. I'm going to just run through it one time because it's so random. So Addicted featuring Rakim, Butter, Snow the Product, Notorious Thugs, you know, B.I.G. and Bone Thugs and Harmony. And then it jumps to, you know, Overprotected by Britney Spears. Don't laugh. Do not laugh, because I'll be bumping that in my car.
Protected. Hey, look, I know the song. You should love me some Britney.
Chop Suey. Then I got the Panda Remix. And it'll jump into Jasmine Sullivan. And I got Creep and Crawl, Eazy-E.
Was this all played in one day?
Yes.
That's not like a roller coaster.
Is it? Yeah, because it goes Evanescence. Because
you got a little rock, a little hip-hop, some thug rap. And then all of a sudden you got Britney Spears.
Yeah.
And then Jasmine Sullivan.
I got Backstreet Boys too.
Which song?
All of them.
They're not all that good.
And I have the albums on there.
NSYNC was always better.
I have them too.
Who's better?
Not going to answer that.
As a respectable 90s kid.
But I have.
You have to answer.
I'm not answering that.
What team were you on? NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
I rode the fence.
No. Yep. Let me guess, you like 98 Degrees better?
Oh, no. No. Nope. So I also listened to Grandson. So what I don't know that? If he's a, they're rock or, you know, not like metal. But so it was like Zombie Love. I played it on my birthday before. And then the Pete and Bath, you know, the British rappers.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know their names.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. And then Korn, of course.
Gotta have that.
Yeah. Yeah, but then it goes way, way back. Like, let me go to one of my other playlists. So what are you trying to, like, listen to? Because I got SWB. I got En Vogue.
See, I really don't have any of them on there either.
Really?
Yeah.
I got Five Nights at Freddy's.
See, that's my husband. That's where they lose me. That's where I walk away. There's like one Five Nights at Freddy's song that I can tolerate. I don't even know what the heck it's called. I don't even remember the lyrics, but there's only one. I have to hear it to know it. That I'm like, all right, that one's not that bad. The rest, I just don't get it.
And I've been around my kids. I got a whole Disney playlist too.
What do you have on that?
Like every single Disney theme song for all the movies.
Okay. Pocahontas?
Yes.
Ooh.
I got all of them.
That'd be cool.
If we're in the kids are in the car.
I want to watch Pocahontas. Well, artist I had, just to go off of like what's recently been played on there, the, what is it? Jell-O Ball? Like the one of the, LaRon, you know, one of the Ball brothers. Oh. How the one who just started rapping.
Oh, you wanted to discuss him too.
Oh, I just want to know, have you heard the song?
I have not.
Oh, wow. Really?
Really.
Okay. Well, then.
Or I don't think I've heard it.
I'm pretty. It's. You wouldn't. It doesn't. To me, it doesn't match him. Mm. It's a good song, though. Okay. It got him a $13 million contract. Somebody liked it. You know, but for me, it's decent. I just want to see what else he has. Okay. The flow was. It was very. It was giving New Orleans rap. It was giving New Orleans. You know, I was feeling it.
Well, what kind of different genres do you have on your playlist?
Like I said, I have country. We've got some hyphy music. Because that's its own category. I don't give a damn.
That is very true.
That is its own category. It's really just been the country music right now. It's kind of bad. Like, it's bad. It's a lot of country music. Like, but
I'm mad at it.
I don't know. It's just, it's kind of got my vibe right now.
All right.
Yeah. Of course, and then, you know, Bad Bunny and Mac Miller forever. Which is, according to my husband, when I listen to Mac Miller, that's my depression music. It's fine. Still good music. He actually watched the little short they have on Amazon. He was like, I haven't seen anything that dark since Pink Floyd's movie. And I was like, oh. Okay. That's saying a lot. It was relatively dark. But it showed the beautiful cycle of the brokenness that he went through. While playing the album, which also made it tell more of a story. So when you listen to it and you've seen the visuals, it kind of all makes full circle.
Okay.
But yeah. What topic do you want to slide into next? You want to talk about your recipe while you got this lovely meal on my table?
Well, you asked me and I did get some responses from people what I could eat. So... y'all, I totally made a cauliflower steak with creamy mushroom sauce, and I put it over a bed of spinach. It was so good. Well, I did have some cheese on it, like some mozzarella cheese. It was so good. Oh my gosh. I fed it to my husband, and he was just like, I don't taste any GMO. And I was like, boy, it was everything was made from scratch. He was like, yeah, no, I was just joking. He was like, where's the meat? I was like, that is the meat.
The cauliflower.
I was like, I did offer you pizza because that's what the kids had. I had to eat this. I can't have pizza. So you wanted to eat like me. That's how you got to eat like me.
You can't feed him that all the time. You'll lose your boobs.
I know. But he had already ate Chinese food before that. Mm. So why do you need meat with it? Just eat this.
Exactly.
But that is the recipe. It was really good. I had found it on Facebook, actually. Facebook. I had to change it up a lot because a lot of those ingredients I cannot have. So I had to, like...
improvise.
Yes. Yeah. It's the improvisions that make the meal.
Hey, that'd be true. Because, like, that time I was high and I put the cinnamon because I, like, for whatever reason, the only seasoning I could think of was cinnamon. So he comes out with the cinnamon and he's like, I don't know what you're about to do with this. And I'm like, ooh, I'm about to put this on this burger. When I tell you that shit was hella good. Okay.
Oh my God.
That was hella good. He enjoyed it. Might have sounded weird, but it was some cinnamon.
It sounded really weird. It sounded hella weird. It's like some pregnancy craving food.
Ooh, we don't speak that in this house.
Somebody need to.
You can go ahead.
Absolutely not.
Make a number 7.
But no. No. But then provisions, like, remember when I thought I was using barbecue sauce, but it was teriyaki sauce?
Oh, yeah.
And I had made some... what was it, carne asada, but it was with teriyaki sauce, and I barbecued it, and I was like, why does it smell like that? And then we took it off and tasted it, it was fire. So I was like, well, and then I looked at the bottle, and was like, oh, this is teriyaki marinade.
And grilled teriyaki steak.
It was fire, though. It didn't go with what I was going to make, so I had to improvise and make a whole different thing, but you know what, it was still good.
Yeah.
All right. So if you guys have any other suggestions, I'm down for it. I did pick up chickpeas, but I'm really struggling to figure out what the hell to make with those. So if y'all got ideas, drop them in the comments if you can. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to move it into our next topic, Sequoia.
I don't like that you just smiled at me like that. Yes. It was, like, evil.
Because.
We want to do the high times or drunk tales, whatever. I think we was drunk for this one, right?
You were.
We.
Okay.
We.
Okay.
You had a little... You let us get kidnapped.
Y'all let yourselves get kidnapped.
Ma'am.
I tagged along to save y'all life.
No.
Tell the story.
No.
Tell the story.
We went to Faces. Was this? Yeah, this was at Faces. And she used to be friendly drunk. And this was the time you were dancing with him. And he wanted to follow you. We're like, nah, we just gonna leave. But as we get into the van, because my friend was driving, as we get into the van, these niggas hop in and get into the van with us. And we're like, what are you doing? And they're like, no, we said we're hanging out tonight. And we're like, anybody got anything important to do tomorrow? And they're like, nah. So we're like, all right, fuck it. Well, let's go kick it with them.
I was opposed to it. But I was the only one opposed. So I was outvoted. Let that be known. Go ahead.
Okay. Sure. Whatever. Well, sure. Outvoted. Anyways, one of the guys was like, I'm going to drive their car. We're going to leave him in this car with you guys. So that way you guys actually come to our apartment. And we're like,
red flag one.
We still let that man sit in the car. And he went, and then we followed them. But the way I'm thinking it, listen, they're outnumbered. It's only two of them right now. And it was four of us. And we got Crickets over here who has beat up a whole biker gang by herself. So I'm like, we good. I'm not worried.
That is not what y'all was thinking.
That's what I was thinking. I think we even swung by and got food, too. It was a whole lot of stuff going on that night. And then, so we get to the first apartment, and I guess neither one of them had the key.
Red flag too.
So we're like, one of the girls was like, I gotta pee. Then all of a sudden, you know, everybody's like, I gotta pee. We're all right, whatever. We're like, well, we need to get in the house. Man, look, I don't have time. We popped the squat and peed right there on the porch. We're like, one girl was like, I got toilet paper in my car. We good. I'm like, I don't understand why you have toilet paper. She goes, for moments like this. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Who the hell was that?
It was Serafina.
It was.
I was like, all right, whatever. That's pretty smart, but we shouldn't be having this many moments to be prepared for. Anyways, we proceed to let this man get back in the car with us so we can drive to a second apartment of theirs, right? We get to the second apartment, and they've got music going. Now their uncle's there. Everybody's smoking. You know, we're still drinking. We're talking. We're all just kind of sitting around talking. But nobody's picking up the flags that one of these guys was trying to sleep with us, except for LaKoya. So she was like, yeah, guys, we should get ready to go. We should start going. I'm just like, bro, chill. Have a good time. You don't get to leave the house that often. It's harmless. What can happen? All right. Fast forward later into the night. The guys are like, hey, let's go to our other apartment. And we're like, bro, we're not leaving this apartment to go to a third one with you. This ain't that fun. Like, it's cool, but nah, we about to go. No. We got another apartment complex. We had like another apartment unit in the complex, and we're like, all right, let's go. She's like, no, we're not doing that. They just want to have sex, and nobody here is having sex tonight. Go away. We're finna go get in the car. She tells Serafina to go grab the car. And I'm like, no, let's just chill out. I was like, first of all, stop being a cock block. You know, this is when I was single in my little hoe phase. So I'm like, stop being a cock block. Let us have a good time. She's like, no, we need to go now. All right. Somehow I convinced her. I'm like, look, give us another 30 minutes to an hour. Let us hang out. And then one of the guys just goes, come on, let's just go to the other apartment. All right. Finally, we convince her. And we all get up. We go to the other apartment. She has now spaced out because she saw a zombie statue. What was it, like a doll? Just standing in the middle of the room. So it's hecka creepy. At this point, now I'm getting the red flags and I'm hearing and understanding what she was talking about. Because we walk into this second apartment and there was nothing but a mattress. There were no lights and this zombie doll. At this point, I'm like, my brain is not computing. We finna die. And why is there a doll in the fucking middle of the living room? Just standing there. So one girl backs out. I kind of was like, hey, just go get the car. This is all, we aborting mission. It's time to go now. Just tell them we need to get something out the car, whip it around, and we all just gonna run and get in the car. So we hear the car pull up. She skirt comes around. We take off running to the car. Yes, I ran. I used to could do that a little bit. A little. But we run. And all I hear is LaKoya go, wait, I'm taking this doll. So she takes off running into the apartment, grabs the doll, bolts out the door. We throw the sliding door open because it was a van that we were in. She dives in. And I'm like, bitch, you stole the doll? You stole the doll? She was like, hell yeah. So fucking zombie. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening tonight? So she kept that fucking zombie for like couple years.
Yes, I did.
It chilled in her house. We took photos. It got drunk with us. Like, that zombie probably got its own Facebook. Like, it was just so random that she took that. But I'm like, you still let us get kidnapped?
No, I didn't.
She's like, but I got a zombie out of it.
I did get a zombie out of it, and I was outvoted. And that wasn't my car. I was just like, we all came together, we stay together, we leave together. That was my mentality. I'm trying to convince all these horny ass broads that this is not worth it. And then I started talking about STDs. I was just like, do you guys know the rate of STDs?
Oh, she like, starts spitting facts.
I was like, throwing out
giving out statistics.
And I was like, and you guys don't even know who they are. And I was like, and y'all don't even know who they are. They could have AIDS. And they were looking at me like, bitch, I don't have AIDS. I was like, that's besides the point. Y'all don't know. And I'm like, and you're just going to sit here. And I'm like, look at this little mattress. Like, I was just going off. Finally, they decided to leave. But, like, we had already made it to danger. Like,
she was like, as soon as they opened that door and all you saw was mattress, we were like, in danger.
We should have left from the fucking club. And never have letting that man get into the car. I was just staring at them.
You let him in the car, though.
It wasn't my car. And I was just like, no. Hey, what are y'all doing? And I was just like, do you ever try to convince a bunch of horny chicks not to let a penis in the car? Yeah, that's what I was up against. I was just like, I am losing this battle. Like, moral of the story, listen to your friend.
Should be.
Yes. I totally saved you guys' lives. Like, no. I was like putting little shit in your ear. I was like, eventually they're going to realize they're in
danger. She's like, somebody's going to sober up enough to know what I'm talking about here.
Realize they're in danger and we're all going to get up out of here.
It was that mattress for me. I was like, oh, no, this don't sound right. This seems... This seems dangerous.
I was like, none of it sounds right from the beginning. I was like, why is he getting in the car with us to make sure we get there? Like, y'all don't see this as a problem. I was like, we had some wild nights, and I've had to, like, stick around.
A lot of them happened at Faces. It's the crazy part, though. Like, yeah. We picked those dudes up at Faces, which is a gay bar, gay club.
Red flag number
one. It's like, the whole night was a red flag.
Oh my God, have you guys had a story like that? Have you been the friend that's trying to convince everybody else, like, this is a bad idea, but nobody listens to you? Yeah. I bet y'all listened to me again, but that didn't happen because we've had more incidents where I've had to, like...
I feel like the last one that we had was your fault.
No, it wasn't. It was your fault because you wanted a white claw.
Damn. Yeah, you're right.
She got kidnapped for a white claw.
That's another story for another time. Y'all don't need to hear that tonight.
That's a wild woman. That was my birthday weekend, wasn't it?
No, Ross's.
It was Ross's. Mm-hmm. And it was somebody's birthday.
Yep. But that, again, is another story for another time. Woo! We're going to go ahead, wrap this up. It's Wednesday. So, you know, we try to keep them a little shorter on the week, during the week. Give you a little longer one on the weekend. We do have, in the future, coming up, some guests that'll be joining us. I think our first guest that we might have on here will be my friend Kim. Talk about her book. But we'll see how the schedule lines up. Going into the next episode, which we'll be covering Saturday. Got into a debate with a gentleman today, and he thinks men are better than women, and that there are more historical men with legacies than there are with women. So we'll kind of cover that, and then we'll go into talking about social media influencers and seeing if that is considered a job or not. Probably talk about a little bit more music, and then we'll give you another high time or a drunk tale. All right. You got anything you want to add?
No, I do appreciate you guys listening to us. We are still trying to get it together. You know, hopefully you guys heard me a little bit better. She put this mic directly in my face. Yep. Like, if there was a video, you wouldn't be able to see my face because I'm so small and I'm sitting behind this big ass circle thing and all I can see is the black circle. I can't even see the TV on the other side.
It's fine. You don't need to see that. You just need to be heard right now because we are to be heard, not seen.
Very true. Very true. All right. Well, that will do it for us. And if you guys do have like some type of debate or topic that you want us to talk about, let us know. We had a good one from one of our friends about monogamous versus non-monogamous dating. So that'll be coming up too. I think that's a great discussion to have.
Yeah. We might do that one next week. We could probably see if we can squeeze that one in. Or we'll save that one for next Wednesday. We'll see.
All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Thanks for vibing with the Koyas.
Super, super tired.
Yes. I got to get up in the morning. I got people coming at 7:30 to look at the house. It's a lot. It's time for me to go get some rest. Y'all have a good night. And we will see you or speak to you on Saturday.
Yay. Have a good one.